you're here. Fellowship's sweeter, knowing you're near. It's so good to see you. I hope that it's fair.
Everyone loves you.
We are glad you're here, as the music states, and I have six special guests in the studio, and so we're going to do something a little different, and this is the first time we've had this many guests to be a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends, the Friday edition. Pastor Jason Schiffo is taking a vacation day, a much-needed one, as he had so many things going on last week when he was supposed to be on vacation that he's taking a few days off this week. But as you know, the practice is always to begin the program with a scripture verse or two. Well, we're going to begin with 7, and our topic today is sharing your faith testimony time. So we all have an information sheet, and this will be available if you're interested, citing some of these verses and some Christian quotes and some ideas about sharing your faith and testimony time. But we'll begin with Elmer, then Gail, then Sharon, then Ron, then Alaric, and then Crystal sharing verses, and then I'll be closing out with Isaiah 41:10. But Elmer, start us off.
Okay, Mark 16, verses 15 and 16. Jesus said to them, "Go into all the world and preach the gospel to all creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved. But whoever does not believe will be condemned."
Hmm.
My verse is from Philemon chapter 1, verse 6. "And I pray that the sharing of your faith may become effective for the full knowledge of every good thing that is in us for the sake of Christ."
1 Peter 3:15-16.
And this is one of the ones that everyone knows about, always being ready to give an account for your faith and so forth. This is a big part of today's topic.
"But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. But do this with gentleness and respect, keeping a clear conscience, so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander.
Psalm 96, 2-4. Sing to the Lord, praise his name. Each day proclaim the good news that he saves. Publish his glorious deeds among the nations. Tell everyone about the amazing things he does. Great is the Lord. He is most worthy of praise. He is to be feared above all gods.
1 Corinthians 9:16. For when I preach the gospel, I cannot boast, since I am compelled to preach. Woe to me if I do not preach the gospel.
Yeah, that's one we should all take to heart. Woe to us if we do not preach the gospel. Got to think about that. And Crystal?
2 Timothy chapter 1, verses 7 through 8, it says, For the Spirit God gave us, it does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. So do not be ashamed of the testimony about our Lord or of me, his prisoner. Rather, join with me in suffering for the gospel by the power of God.
Isaiah 41:10, So do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Oh, magnify the Lord with me. Let us exalt his name together. It is Friday, July 15th, 2022, and it's a historic first ever broadcast with this many guests in the studio. We have tag teams kind of working the microphones. So Gail and Elmer have their microphones. Sharon and Ron have theirs. And then Alaric has his own, as does Crystal. But Pastor Jason has mentioned he's on vacation. But the topic that I came up with is sharing your faith and testimony time. And I thought, what better way to share that as an example of having you a part of a testimony time and talking about sharing your faith in the studio here. So you're kind of modeling what I hope gets discussed or fleshed out or talked about, and maybe it'll be helpful for others. But let's just talk a little bit about faith. What are some of the obstacles or reasons why we maybe don't share our faith? What are some of your thoughts?
We think we don't know enough.
Okay, don't know enough. That's very common.
Mm-hmm. Don't feel comfortable sharing.
Don't feel comfortable, yeah.
Sometimes our behavior is less than perfect.
Yeah, we figure like we're hypocrites if we share Jesus and this is how he changes your life, and yet we have some bad patterns and we're not modeling so well.
Mm-hmm. Or maybe it's the wrong environment.
Yeah. Sometimes it's not appropriate too because of the circumstances or where somebody's at. Maybe they're not ready, or we would come off being preachy or something.
Right.
Yeah, so those are all very common. And what about testimony time, though? The nice thing about a testimony is it's your own. And
yes,
people can't really dispute when you say, this is how God met me, this is how he's at work in my life. Most people, even if they're agnostic or atheists, still have to say, well, that's from their point of view, and that's what a testimony is.
Mm-hmm.
So what are some of the positive things about sharing your testimony with people?
You're planting seeds.
Mm-hmm.
I really believe that we have to tell other people about the Lord.
Yeah.
Such a wonderful thing to know that it's a gift, what the Lord has done. And the knowledge is what we really need. Yeah. And for myself, I look at the Bible as being God's Word, and everything that we believe has to be backed up by what the Bible says.
Mm-hmm.
And so by doing that way, why, we have a definite thing that we can count on when we do testify to someone else. We can always go back to the Bible and point out that that's what it is. And the Bible was written over more than 3,000 years. And the biggest thing I've heard about the Bible, too, is the fact it hasn't changed.
Well, we know that verse, it's living and active. So we prayed beforehand. All seven of us prayed, and we asked God to use what's said and shared to his glory. And I testified to the fact that whenever we read scripture over the air, it will have an impact. It'll plant a seed. It'll nurture someone along, maybe bring healthy conviction or insight or hope, or It'll clarify something somebody's thinking about, and maybe we'll talk a little about some of these verses. In fact, this sheet has 12 of them, and if you're interested in today's edition of Mark and Friends, we can email you this. There's some quotes of what some Christians have to say, along with what I'm going to read in a moment here. And I got some of this from BibleReasons.com. I used my phone and said, basically, I said, sharing your faith. And it took me to this one link that gave me all this information. And so I summarized it onto a couple sheets. But it begins by saying, as Christians, we must not be afraid to open our mouths and share the gospel. People will not know about Christ just by how we live our lives, though it's important, our testimony and how we do live our lives, but they need to hear it from us. It is important that we talk and proclaim the good news. I know sometimes we don't know how to start, or we think about how if this person doesn't listen or starts to dislike us. That's, I think, Gail, you had mentioned, and a few of us, sometimes we don't share because we don't want to seem put offish, or we don't want to be ostracized, or they might not like us if they hear our testimony or hear our sharing. We need to be God's worker bees here on earth and help to bring people to the truth. If we keep our mouths shut, maybe more people will go to hell if they never hear the good news message from us. So don't be shy. Sometimes God tells us to go to that friend, that coworker, classmate, etc., sharing about his son, and we need to do that. Do not fear, God will be with you. So that's kind of some introductory remarks. And then it says, never be afraid to share your testimony with others. Your testimony can encourage and inspire people. Though it's not the gospel, it can be used to point people to the gospel of Christ. Your testimony can be what God uses to draw someone to repentance and faith in Jesus. And then there's a few Christian quotes. And then I'm going to have you share maybe a little snapshot into some of your testimonies. I know, Sharon, you said, well, will we be able to share our testimony? I said, well, let's lay some groundwork. Let's encourage people to share their faith or to share their testimony. And then we'll see if we have time to do that. But here are some famous quotes. Our faith becomes stronger as we express it. A growing faith is a sharing faith. Billy Graham.
Amen. And George Whitefield says, God forbid that I should travel with anybody a quarter of an hour without speaking of Christ to them.
That's kind of a healthy point of conviction maybe for some of us.
This statement is by an author unknown. The greatest way we can show love to another person is by sharing the gospel of Jesus Christ to them.
Do I get an amen from the audience here?
Yeah, amen.
Dwight L. Moody has been quoted as saying, when a man is filled with the word of God, you cannot keep him still. If a man has got the word, he must speak or die.
Amen.
There you go.
Campbell Morgan said, to call a man evangelical who is not evangelistic is an utter contradiction.
And now back to Billy Graham. The unbelieving world should see our testimony lived out daily because it just may point them to the Savior.
Amen. And all of God's people said amen. Well, one of the verses that was covered today was 1 Peter 3:15-16. But in your hearts, revere Christ as Lord. Those of us that follow Jesus, that know Almighty God and have embraced the Holy Spirit, we do revere the Lord Jesus. And it goes on this verse to say, always be prepared to give an answer to everyone who asks you to give the reason for the hope that you have. And that's kind of the premise of today's topic, being ready to share your faith or to give a testimony derived from this 1 Peter 3:15-16 that then also goes on to say, but do this with gentleness and respect. And I think that's so key when we share our faith or our testimony, that we respect and empathize or understand where the person's at. Maybe they're not ready to hear all the Christian jargon or the terminology that we know what it means. But when we say, are you born again? Well, even Christians sometimes don't understand. What does it mean that you're born again? Do you speak in tongues? Are you filled with the Spirit? Have you been baptized? I mean, even in Christian circles, we don't always know what the term is that we're defining, let alone with an unchurched person unfamiliar with the topic. So oftentimes we have to be very gentle and respectful, and then keeping a clear conscience so that those who speak maliciously against your good behavior in Christ may be ashamed of their slander. And so again, I think oftentimes when we share our testimony or begin to witness, we should do that with respect, with gentleness, with care, certainly being prayed up before we even entertain the idea to start telling them about Jesus. And oftentimes many people start their days with, Lord, order my steps and allow there to be divine appointments where I can witness or testify to your goodness. And so I think that when we pray that to start our day or throughout the day, and God has somebody come across our paths, be ready to share, be prepared to give the reason for the hope that you have. And hopefully you're not whining or complaining or caught up in the political conversation or argument where you're not seeming so compassionate or the best representative of Jesus. But I think when we do have that open heart, that caring spirit, that disposition of love, I think you were saying earlier, Elmer, about are they seeing the love in us? Are they drawn to us because of the love we have through God? Then oftentimes they're very receptive about our testimony. So let's see, in 3 or 4 or 5 minutes, how about giving a snapshot, maybe with you, Sharon, how you came to know Jesus?
Well, first of all, my sister Patty prayed for the whole family. She was the first one to come to know the Lord. And my husband, when we were first married, I think it was in 1972 or 3, that he became involved in the Jesus rallies in Chicago. That was during the Jesus movement. We were at McCormick Place. That whole place was filled. The auditorium was filled with people anxious or happy to hear about Jesus. And it was Dale Evans Rogers. And I really do not know what she said. I don't remember. But I came forward crying. And I don't cry very easy, but I was crying. And I came to know Jesus. And he's been my Lord and Savior since.
So there's some conviction in your heart, some recognition that you needed a Savior and that you couldn't measure up or earn your way into heaven?
Well, sure. We saw a change in Patty, my sister, who she knew Jesus. She became a follower of Jesus at a Messianic congregation in Chicago.
Crystal, I've had you on the program a time or two, and you with the theater troupe that you oversee locally in the greater Champaign-Urbana area have testified many times, but give us a little snapshot of some of your faith journey.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. I was just looking through the scriptures here, and one of the things that stood out was the one that says, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ because it's the power of God. So when I think about that, and I think about my life and what I've been through, even as being brought up in the church, because I'm actually a pastor's daughter, and I'm trained up in the Bible, so it's a train the child the way it should go. But during that time, when I got older, I remember where I was going through different problems in life, challenges, storms, wanting to experience the world. And then Jesus began to call me, began to allure me. And then I began to get this hunger after God and after his presence, after his word. Then I started digging deep into God's word, beginning to spend more time in his presence. And then when that happened, he began to transform my life. I began seeing the dots connected together. The ministries and the theater and everything else started coming into development. But after I went through the storm and challenges, even though I was trained up in the church, I had to go through a few bumps along the way, turn my back on God. But I always say that I may have at that particular time turned my back on him, but he never turned his back on me.
Yeah.
So I'm grateful for that.
What do they call that sometimes? The hound dog from heaven, you know, that's after that's hunting you down.
Absolutely.
I had a conversation with a friend the other day, and they were talking about until somebody sees that they have a need, you know, that they're sinful. I think most everyone recognizes they're sinful, but until they see they have a need for a Savior, oftentimes they'll just, I won't say hostile to the gospel, but they don't see why they need to accept Jesus. And hopefully through today's broadcast, if you're somebody that's kind of trying to figure out the meaning of life and why you exist and how to make an eternal difference, well, it begins with that recognition or understanding that you need a Savior, that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world. He came and he was a part of God's redemptive plan, that as we trust in him, as we accept his finished work on our behalf, that we're sinners, that we're flawed, that we can't earn our way into heaven, that it's only by what he did, his redemptive work, dying on the cross, taking the punishment of sin. We all are sinners. We all are destined for hell. We don't deserve to be in a righteous relationship with God outside of the fact that what Jesus did on our behalf. And we as Christians, when we accept Jesus into our heart, we know that there's a new birth, that we now can talk to God. We can have that relationship, that fellowship. It's an amazing thing. And so if you're tuned in and some of these are maybe foreign concepts or you've never heard it before, there's an 800 number. We have some great friends that will answer all your questions about the Christian faith, how to understand the Bible, how to know God in a personal way. It's 1-888-NEED-HIM, 1-888-NEED-HIM. And they would love to talk to you about what it means to follow Jesus, to have your sins forgiven, and to have eternity as a destination for you after this life. Now, Gail, I'm going to give you the last word because you're just a sweetie, and I can't remember much of your faith journey, but what made the difference for you to understand that you needed to accept Jesus?
You know, I've known Jesus, I think, much of my life, but there was a time when it came that I really felt his love personally, mm-hmm. and I was ill. I had been ill and didn't seem to get any better. And I remember a time when I knelt at my bed and I said, Lord, it's you and me. Mm-hmm. Help me to get out of this. Mm-hmm. And I want you to know that he did.
Yeah.
And ever after that, he brought people to me mm-hmm. that gave me good suggestions, told me what to do, how to help myself. And I regained my life. Mm-hmm. He is a personal yeah. God. And he wants to help us.
Yeah, the Lord Jesus Christ. And I'm thinking all of us have probably grown in our faith and in our understanding of him through reading his word. It's so important that we're in the Bible, that we're reading it and memorizing it and thinking about it and asking the Holy Spirit to guide and lead us and help us understand it and find points of application. And I would hope that if you're unfamiliar with having a relationship, a personal relationship with Almighty God through the Lord Jesus Christ, that you'll call the 1-800 number or find a Christian, get plugged into a good Bible-believing church and watch how God will be actively engaged in your life this very day. Well, thank you, friends, for joining us on this Friday edition of Mark and Friends. We titled it Sharing Your Faith Testimony Time, so you got to hear some testimonies, some great scripture verses, and appreciate you being a part of today's edition of Mark and Friends. So thanks for listening. Thanks for being a part of our radio listening family. This is Mark Burns in a room full of friends with the Ministry of Great News Media. God bless you, and have a great day and night.
Amen.
All right. All right, that's...